A bridge commemorating a village settled in Somers County in 1772 is being replaced. The project is also expected to help the recreational community. The existing Lily Bridge was built in 1950. Andy Powell, District 9 project engineer for the West Virginia Division of Highway, says maintenance cost is just one reason the overhead through truss or covered bridge is being replaced.
The existing bridge was in need of replacement for safety reasons, as well as that it was just an outdated bridge. It did have a weight restriction on it, so you always had the possibility of trucks that were not following the weight restrictions.
Powell points out that trucks are bigger than they were in the 1950s. The bridge was built around the same time as the Bluestone Dam, when about 50 families were forced to move because the federal government worried that the creation of the dam would flood the village of Lily. Hence the name, the Lily Bridge.
It was said that they came here with a rifle, a Bible, and an axe to settle this rugged area.
National Park Ranger Tina Lily shared the story behind the Village of Lily in the West Virginia Public Broadcasting documentary, Three Rivers.
Lily really came to an end when the Corps of Engineers began building the Bluestone Dam. The graves were exhumed, families were moved, homes were torn down because they believed that Lily would be underwater.
Very little remains of the actual village since the federal government forced residents off the land. The family is left with the bridge and a monument to remember their homeland. Still, one of the descendants who still lives in the area, Daryl Lilly, says he's not bitter about the decision.
You know, I understand their situation, you know, the Corps of Engineers, the federal government part in it. Of course, I'm sure they paid the people, you know, for their property whenever, you know, they had to leave. But it, you look back, it's something that you would rather that it didn't happen, but for, I guess, safety of people from flooding and in that situation, this was the site they selected to put the Bluestone Dam. So once they done that, then you really didn't have any choice. You were basically at their mercy. You had to obey whatever they told you to do. You know, you couldn't still live there. I mean, they wouldn't allow you to do that.
The new bridge will keep the Lily name. The $29 million project will also give a boost to the recreational community. The material that's being taken basically off of a mountain to widen the road will be relocated to help provide a wider boating dock area. The current lake access off of Route 20 is said to have a steep angle that's tough to navigate. The 1,200-feet-long bridge is expected to open to traffic by summer of 2015. Completion of the whole project is set for June 30, 2016. Andy Powell says the new bridge will be stronger and be able to carry heavier loads.
Well, it certainly opens up the area for the possibility of more commerce in the area. I personally don't know that it will provide any additional jobs or anything to the area.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Somers County.